What is up with all these quarterbacks not showing up for their OTAs? And also, is Colin Kaepernick coming back to the NFL? Stay tuned to find out more.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. We got a lot of stuff going on today in the NFL. Trey, what's going on over there?
Man, not much, but I'm ready to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Always. That's what we do, baby.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, you know, I got to start with Lamar. My boy Lamar is missing the OTAs. What do you got on that, Trey?
Well, for everyone that doesn't know, an OTA is an organized team activity. And it's basically a voluntary practice that these guys have as a team to come together before the mandatory practices start. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these quarterbacks aren't showing up for the OTAs.
Right.
I mean, you got Lamar Jackson, you got Kyler Murray, you got Aaron Rodgers, you got Tom Brady.
Yep.
I mean, all these great quarterbacks. And it's like, I understand. So they're saying that Kyler Murray's probably not showing up because he still hasn't got his contract.
Right, right. Wiping the Cardinals off his page and all that.
Uh-huh. But the Cardinals are back on his page. He put all that stuff back on Instagram. They still haven't come to an agreement, but I don't know. Maybe that's part of it or what.
Hey,
but
maybe Lamar, that means they're talking.
Right. Lamar also hasn't got his contract. And so they're thinking that that might have something to do with it as well. But I think that they've even offered him several contracts. He just hasn't accepted one.
Exactly. Lamar seems to think he's not good enough for a contract yet. He's like, I need to win a Super Bowl before y'all can pay me, something like that. I mean, that's wild.
Well, and he's his own agent as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That doesn't, which is,
you know, or his mom helps. His mom helps.
Man, that's crazy. I don't know if I could do that, man. I need some eyes on it. You know what I mean? I'll pay the fees and stuff like that. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
When you're making that kind of money, you got to.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I will say this, man. If you remember a while back, they had the player strike a while back. The players barely got anything, like the owners and stuff like that. And the NFL pretty much got what they wanted. But one of the things that the players did get was less mandatory things like OTAs. So honestly, you can't really be mad at them. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? I mean, let them do their thing. You know, I mean, they don't get much time off. Let them enjoy their time.
I get that. One thing that I have to say about that, though, is that, you know, this year especially, there's been so many trades in the offseason and so much change up on all these teams. Like that, you know, I think that as much time as you can get, if you really want to go to the Super Bowl, if you really want to win a championship, you need to be there and act like it.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Lamar, they got a new center. He's a freaking rookie. Like, he should be there. He should be running snaps with his center.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
If it's that important to you, then right. I mean, maybe you should be all up in it with your team, building, you know, building a team, building a franchise. I mean, I get where you're coming from. I get that.
Aaron Rodgers wins back-to-back MVPs, but can't play in the playoffs. I wonder why. He's practicing by himself at home, being the MVP, but he's not being a team MVP.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Early in Lamar Jackson's career, he said he wanted to have a career like Tom Brady. Well, I'll tell you this, Lamar. Tom Brady didn't miss OTAs, not once, until he had four Super Bowls under his belt.
Exactly, exactly. And I ain't even saying nothing about Tom Brady, because that's the type of situation where they know he's good and he can handle it. His team knows that he's going to be there. He's going to do exactly what he needs to do.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They don't really have to have that relationship because they know he's going to be on top of it.
Yeah,
but guess who is at every OTA, every single OTA? Russell Wilson. Because why? Because he's a great person and a great team player and a great quarterback.
Russ he's a good dude. Like, he's stupid good, like too good. Like, I heard somebody interview saying that Russ was a square. Like, oh yeah, it was Future. Future was saying that Sierra's with Russ and he's a square.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Of course he did.
Yeah.
He's tapping that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what about Kyler Murray?
So Kyler Murray still hasn't got his contract. They haven't offered him a contract, and they said they don't really, you know, they're not really worried about it right now. Most contracts don't even get offered normally till July anyway.
Exactly.
Those type of situations.
Right. I mean, there's still a lot of room time before, you know, football starts. I did read something where the coach or the owner said, you know, they're confident they're going to get something done by the summertime.
I think it's that generational mentality of I'm entitled. and I deserve this and I deserve that without proving it.
That's your generation, bro.
He's proven that he's a good quarterback. He hasn't proven that he's a great one, so they better pay him like a good one and not a great one.
That's all I'm saying. I think they should pay Kyler. I think they should, but I mean, you're going to throw a fit until you get it. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Taking your team off your Instagram and like, acting like you're going to quit or something. Like, bro, you are begging them for money.
Be professional. Be professional. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. You get paid a ton of money. Be professional. There are better ways to handle it. There are the proper channels to go through.
Right.
I mean, dude, just you got this.
And Lamar, just because you got an MVP don't mean you're Tom Brady, dog. You got to prove it, bro.
Yep. Damn straight. Damn straight. So heard old Colin Kaepernick got a workout with the Raiders. You hear about that?
Crazy, bro.
That is crazy.
Talk about flipping the script.
No doubt. 5 years later. Do you think after 5 years, he still got it?
You know, from what I hear from the practice, it was a great practice. He had great plays. He was playing well. He was in shape and all this stuff. But I'm like, bro, you're 34 years old. You haven't played in 5 years. Now, what I have heard is that it's not like he's coming for the starting role, starting quarterback. It's going to be backup, and it might be a good thing to have him over some of the guys they got.
Yeah, Nick Mullins, just like Jaron Stidham. Yeah.
I just wonder what the ramifications of him coming back to the NFL will cause, because a lot of people just got over that.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing, I think. Like, are you willing to sign Colin Kaepernick and deal with the media circus that is going to ensue after that? I don't know.
I'm wondering if it's not just a ploy because of John Gruden's racist.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. I mean, the timing is suspicious for sure.
Right. And it just so happened to be the Raiders that brought in team to bring in Colin Kaepernick. Come on.
Okay, I agree with that, but I will say this. Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, his father was always ahead of the times when it came to stuff like that. Like, he was one of the first one to go find to all black colleges and find black players. And then other teams started looking around and saying, well, if Al's doing it, I mean, look at his team's doing great. Why don't we do the same thing? So his dad did kind of do things like that. He also had the first woman on his staff. So the Raiders have always been, you know, that kind of team. Exactly. But, you know, he hasn't played since 2016. That is just, I mean, anything you do in your life, I don't care if you're the garbage man, if you stop doing it for 6 years, it's going to take a little something time to get used to doing it again. Are you still going to be a good garbage man? You know what I mean?
Right. And I'll believe all of the hoopla whenever they sign the contract.
Yeah. But I will say, I think Kaepernick will probably, if the Raiders don't sign him, I think Kaepernick will be, maybe not this year, maybe this year, but definitely next year. I mean, if he doesn't within the next year or two, it ain't going to happen.
And what does that say to people like Baker Mayfield and Jimmy Garoppolo and all these guys who are just waiting and haven't heard anything that could be starters, but definitely could be backups better than Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, but does Baker Mayfield, does he have the cojones to actually be a backup? You know what I mean? Like,
I get that.
He's a franchise guy, if you ask him, you know? And he definitely could be. I mean, he's definitely.
Oh, I think so, too.
Better than Drew Locke in Seattle. I'd say definitely better than him. I think he's better than Sam Darnold. But Daniel Jones, but the list isn't as long as you think.
No, right. Definitely not as long as he thinks.
Yeah, exactly. So Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers teaming up for the match.
The match.
That's going to be cool, man. Last year, Aaron Rodgers played with a pro golfer, and Tom Brady played with a pro golfer, and Aaron Rodgers and them whooped him, bro. It was rough. Did you see Brady's hole in one?
Yeah, dude, that was wild.
What do you think? Was that real footage or what?
It had to have been, bro. They got the drone out. They got all excited. Everybody's there. Everybody's like, is it going? Is it in? You think they would fake that?
Look, you know me. I love Tom Brady, but I saw director credits, producer credits on that video, bro, on Instagram. That's all I'm saying. And that same Instagram is a video creator, and he's got all the other videos Brady made that weren't, you know, real and all that. So again, I like Tom Brady, but I don't think that was real, man. And I also saw him hit a hole in one legit when he was playing Peyton Manning in the match a few years back. and he barely got excited. He didn't get all crazy excited like that when he hit it that time.
Okay, well, you know, my grandpa hit a hole in one once in his entire life, and he's played golf his entire life, and that was like his biggest accomplishment he's ever done. So, like,
yeah, exactly. But yeah. I mean, Brady is the GOAT. I mean,
right.
You can't be the GOAT at everything, right. Brady. Right. I love you, but the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl might be leaving. What do you think?
Man, I don't know. I think that all the all-star type games like that are really kind of getting real bad after the past couple years.
Yeah, it's just terrible to watch. It's unwatchable.
The NBA having like 200 to 199, like they're just they're just throwing it up. You know, nobody's guarding, no defense at all.
Exactly.
Like, they play hard in the fourth quarter, and it's like, okay, but I don't know.
Back in the day.
I like the idea.
Yeah, well. Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, they were hitting hard, bro, in the Pro Bowl. I mean, that was the place to show why you're the best. You know what I mean?
Right.
Nowadays, they're just like schoolyard BS, two-hand touch, pretty much. Oh, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't want to watch this.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand they don't want to get hurt. And you know what I mean? If they're not fighting for a Super Bowl or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I understand from their point of view, they want to get paid. Yeah. It's their job. You know what I mean? They don't want to get hurt for no reason.
Yeah. No, 100%. I totally agree. But what if they did this? My favorite part of the Pro Bowl is the skills challenge.
Mine too.
All that stuff, precision passing, all that. Why don't they dodgeball? Why don't they extend that and make that it, you know? Just show all your talents in the Pro Bowl, being all those different things, make more games. I want to see who can throw the ball the farthest.
I completely agree. And also, like, stuff like a 40-yard dash race.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you line up your fastest guys and see who's the fast, and they get a trophy that says the fastest man in the NFL.
Or catch. And pay them money.
Yeah, you could do like a pot of, you know, a million or a couple million even, and give it to the NFC or the AFC, and they can split it between the players that are there.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the only way you're going to motivate them, because you saw last year Tyreek Hill, he was wearing baggy clothes in that race when they were running, and he didn't even try. He got last place. Come on, Tyreek got last place. Micah Parsons took first. Chubb was on his butt right behind him. Crazy.
Yeah, or like, I mean, who, like, they do something, and then whichever has the most wins of something gets a statue or something. You know what I mean, bro? Like, I would do it.
Yeah.
Like, let me get that statue, bro.
Yeah.
In my hometown. Like, put it in your home city.
Yeah. Get the golden ball or something.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah. The Pro Bowl has definitely changed over the years. I mean, and they play it before the Super Bowl now. It used to be they play after the Super Bowl. Like, I like that better. Like, you know, the players really got together and talked to each other, and, you know, they could talk about their seasons together. And, you know, that doesn't benefit any of us, but I know that's good for them. That's good for their morale and stuff like that.
Right. Speaking of the Pro Bowl, kind of opposite of the spectrum, the Combine.
Mm.
They'd been talking about moving it from Indianapolis because there's literally nothing going on in Indianapolis. And they That's bring in all these people thing. In, and they're like, there's just nothing there, you know what I mean, besides the combine. And so they've been talking about moving it, and it's been there, I think, for like the last 15 years or something.
Yeah.
Crazy. And but for now, they've decided that they aren't moving it. It's staying where it's at for now.
And it's probably a good call, man. They had the Pro Bowl in Vegas, and you saw what happened with Alvin Kamara. I mean, these guys are going to get in trouble, man. They need to have nothing going on.
Right, especially the combine where their rookies coming out into the NFL thinking, you know.
Exactly.
I'm about to make millions, so let's go out and spend it tonight before I got it.
Exactly. So I think that's probably a good thing.
Another thing that just happened that's kind of important. Is, especially for fantasy football, is that the injured reserve is now 4 games instead of 3.
Really?
Right. Yeah. So before it was when they're on the injured reserve, they have to sit a minimum of 3 games. Now it's 4, which is really, I think, is going to be a drastic impact on the fantasy world. I mean,
definitely.
Like, that's the whole playoffs. A lot of times, you know, you would think, oh, well, I get that guy in my finals. If I make it to the finals, I'll get him. No, you don't get him no more.
Mm-mm. Man, that's going to hurt. That's why you got to have them IR spots. Use them wisely, my guys. Right, use them wisely. Man, now, and if as soon as they go on AR, it's a Definite four games now, huh?
Yeah, definite wow. four games. Now, that's not like COVID and stuff like that. You right, know, they still right. have those kind of things.
Yeah. You think they'll have COVID next year, like COVID list?
I'm sure they'll have to. I mean, people will still catch it.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, but they don't have the flu list. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a changing world, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I just, you know.
That was another thing about Lamar. You know, they were saying, dude has immune, his immune system is like the worst in the NFL. And so they're like, maybe he's not going because he don't want to get sick.
Oh, God. Oh, you remember that game a few years back, dude, when he ran to the back and
he had the him. Runs.
Yeah, he looked like he had out a holding his. That was awesome, bro.
I'll be back.
I called that when it happened. I called that. I told my girl, babe, he got a shit. He got so good, much man. Crap for that. No pun intended, but then he tweeted, he's like, man, y'all crazy. I didn't have to poop.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Lamar.
Yeah. Oh man. And we are a fantasy football podcast, but in baseball news,
right.
Do you hear about, yeah. Dude slapped the crap out of homeboy. I'm not exactly sure what was going on, but it was over fantasy football. I know that.
And it's not even fantasy football season, dog.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
So I think it was an office manager or something like that slapping another office manager on the field, like in front of everybody, you know. Mm. And they're like, why do you even discuss in fantasy football when you're out there and you're supposed to be doing your job?
Maybe they're in a dynasty league.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like maybe you picked
maybe
up
they're fighting
rookie
over a rookie or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But like to throw hands over it?
I don't know, dude. He slapped the shit out of him.
Well, here's my problem with it is that office manager or whoever he was got suspended for 3 games for this one slap. You know, he got suspended for 3 games. But Calvin Ridley gets suspended for an entire year for betting on his own team while he wasn't playing. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
I mean, if they were playing fantasy baseball, maybe it'd have been a different story, I guess.
Right. So Calvin Ridley gets suspended for a whole year, but Deshaun Watson, now he might get, you know, they're saying six games
mm-hmm.
for all that he's got going on. But dude bets on a couple games while he's not even playing because he's off for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets a whole year, which I know that they don't, you know, they're really trying to make somebody had to be the victim.
Absolutely.
And take
yeah.
the fall.
Yeah.
And they were like an entire year. Who knows if he'll even be back, man?
Yeah. I was thinking the exact same thing. You know, they just used him as an example. You know what
the
I mean?
Guy.
Like, yeah, exactly. He was a fall guy. Hey, this hadn't happened in a while that we know of. So we're going to stick it to him hard. And I'm sure that worked.
And
I mean,
sure,
you think
I know he got fined too. I don't remember how much it was, but I know he got fined on top.
Well, think
of
about these guys. I mean, a year off can be detrimental to these guys' careers, you know? Like,
well, and then when he tweeted about it and he said that the bet wasn't even, it was less than 2,000.
Really? It was just, yeah. Oh.
I mean, like, it was literally nothing.
Was it like on a phone or was he just
yeah,
like,
it was on DraftKings, I'm pretty sure.
DraftKings.
Shout out DraftKings.
Yeah,
we're not sponsored,
no doubt.
But what's
yeah.
up?
Well, we could use the sponsor, DraftKings. Hit us up.
But yes, and so he was, one, he was betting on his team to win.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he was not playing at the game or any way associated with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He was playing, my team's going to lose and I'm not catching this ball or something like that. Yeah.
Right. He was like, man, I'm sitting at home. I got some mental health problems. I'm dealing with whatever I'm dealing with. You know what? I'm going to throw some money on my team because I want to give them that respect because I'm not there. You
know, man, how they catch him was his DraftKings username, the real Calvin Ridley.
I'm pretty sure one of his teammates snitched on him. It was a teammate or a family member or something. Oh, no. It was his chef, bro. It was his chef, his personal chef.
Them chefs be fucking people up this year. What
dude
the hell?
Asked for a raise and Calvin told him no, bro. And he said, all right, bet. Went straight to the NFL and said he bet on this game. I was there cooking dinner for him.
He said, all right, bet. Dang.
Oh, bro. Pay your chefs, folks.
Yeah, dude. Antonio, you heard? Hey, did you hear Antonio Brown wanting to retire as a Steeler? Did you hear
I
that?
Did hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I seen where he said, doesn't have to be a player, just as a Steeler.
Yeah.
So like whatever that means.
That means like, you know how Jason Witten, like, I think a year, either last year or the year before, he like signed a 1 day contract for a dollar or something like that.
Oh, I got
just
you,
so
I
he
got
could
you.
Be retired as a Dallas Cowboy. he wants to do that. So maybe he's finally saying, all right, this football thing is not going to be for me anymore. And he just wants to retire. But why would the Steelers do that? He did them dirty, bro.
Right.
He did them just like everybody else, just like Tom, just like the Raiders, just like all of them, bro. He did them all dirty. Even people who I've seen talk to him, talk about him, they just say, like, it's strange talking to him. Like, he says weird things. You know who he reminds me of? Kanye.
Oh,
yeah.
All I'm trying to say, I'm done for the night, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. All I'm trying to say is Beyonce had the best video. You know what I mean?
Right. I swear to God.
Throwback. Antonio, you don't even know her. Well, what else you got, Trey?
Also in the media, so I don't know if you guys know this, not everybody out there probably knows this, but when you get traded to a new team or you get drafted to a new team or whatever, you know, a lot of guys have a number that they want specifically for their number. And if somebody on that team already has that number, you can go ask them for your number.
Or you can buy their numbers.
You can give a donation. It's like, there's like, you know, whatever. Mm. But Deshaun Watson gets his number from a linebacker, number 4, I believe it was.
Okay. Yeah.
And so he goes, and instead of, you know, just being a silent agreement or whatever, he makes a big show about it when this linebacker is doing his interview. He walks up on the stage, hands him a fat Rolex. I mean, nice Rolex. Okay. And it's like, hey, man, I appreciate the number. Shakes his hand, holds up the jersey. Like,
what is wrong with him?
Like, why would you take that man's spotlight? He's a linebacker. That's probably the best 15 minutes he's ever got on television.
Exactly. How many times does he get? Yeah.
And so, but not only did he get the Rolex, dude got $50,000 to a charity of his choice and a season of suits, like a whole season of suits. Like, I'm thinking a closet of just nice suits. So, you know, was it worth it? Let me work it.
Yeah. Deshaun money is long now, bro.
And Treylon Burks, he had to buy his jersey. Now, I doubt he paid a Rolex $50,000 and a season of suits.
He did? He had to buy
his jersey? But he did have to buy his number 16. Oh. But he did it. He went for it, and he got his number. So,
dang. What did he get that from? Akino Aiko or whatever? What's that dude's name?
I have no idea who it was, man. But dude was like, hey, man, you know, I'll let you have number 16 if you want it. And Treylon was like, hey, man, awesome. And dude was like, well, for a donation.
Dang, man, they're tripping out there, man. It's crazy. I can't believe how much stuff we have to talk about with the NFL, man. It's freaking May.
Right.
There's so much stuff popping off. Anything else you got going on?
Yeah, man. The Falcons signed Titans running back Jerry McNichols. Anyways.
Who gives a shit? About Deshaun, it's hard to say how they can suspend him yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like to even be able to determine it.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, I think they should wait until his stuff is settled. You know, dude's got something going on over there. I don't know. But I'm not like saying he shouldn't be punished or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, you got to wait until things are settled before you can just start handing out punishments. I mean, don't you agree?
I do. But at the same time, those kind of things like civil court could take years, bro. I mean, years.
At least a year or two. Like,
well, with the right lawyer, bro, they could push and push and pull and do this and that and work and work until, you know, at least he gets where he wants to be, enough money to where if something does go south, he can handle it.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Money talks. Always walk.
I just don't see how. Yeah, you're right. I just don't see how the NFL can make a decision on all that yet. You know, I'm still going 8 games and that's half the season.
Yeah.
I'm really honest.
I think it should be more, but I mean, like I say, it's just.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you're going to suspend Calvin Ridley for a year, it's a year. You know what I mean? That's like.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, ask every girl that has filed a lawsuit against Deshaun.
Yep.
How long they think he should be suspended.
Yeah. Well, they were just on HBO. They did interviews with him on HBO. And
I heard about that.
Yeah. They were crying and talking about like what happened exactly. And one of the girls' dads said that, oh, Deshaun Watson, he's a great guy. He's always doing good things and donating to charity and helping out in his community. So apparently she like trusted him and stuff, like, and apparently he, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's whack. It's a crazy situation. Honestly, it's he said, she said, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. Anything else over there?
One thing I did forget, Michael Thomas is also not practicing during the OTAs. Now, I don't know if this is because he thinks he's the greatest wide receiver because he's had wide receiver 1 years, or if it's because he's still kind of injured.
Well, he needs to get in there.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you've been out a whole year and more.
Yeah. Well, you remember last year, he didn't get that surgery. He waited all offseason, and then he gets the surgery right before, like, preseason starts. Like, what? I mean, I think that was like an FU to the Saints, honestly.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, he had all that controversy about leaving, but I think once the coach left, I think that they secretly, that was where the beef was.
Because yeah, now
he's
yeah.
like all about it.
I think we haven't seen the last of Sean Payton, honestly. I think he's going to pop up when we least expect it.
Oh, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that movie with him?
Oh, I was just about to say that with a dude on Netflix, right?
Adam Sandler's homeboy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Kevin. Kevin Costner. Not Kevin Costner. Kevin James.
Kevin James. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Paul Blart is what I always call him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Paul Blart. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I loved it, dude. I thought it was really good. I didn't even know nothing about the story, but yeah, it's good.
I don't think it's a true story. I think it's just Adam Sandler and them making it up, right?
I'm pretty sure there's some validity to it. I don't know if it's, I mean, maybe. I'm sure it's not 100% accurate, but there's some.
I'm sure. I bet he bet what he coached his son's team or something like that, right?
And all that might have been, you know, whatever, but the whole getting suspended and all that stuff, that I think that happened.
All right. Well, you want to take us home, Trey?
Yeah, I will. So that has been the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
That was it.
Y'all hit us up at fourthandflex@gmail.com, number 4th and flex@gmail.com. Send us an email. Yep. If you really want to support the podcast, man, you got to like, you got to subscribe, you got to follow, and you got to leave us a review.
Please.
That's what helps us the most, man.
Those reviews are very helpful.
Right. It keeps us going, and that's what keeps us keep producing content and everything like that. So if you guys really want to support us, that's the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you get your podcasts, and leave us a review. We would really appreciate it.
Also on TikTok, baby.
We do be on TikTok. Shout out the young children in the hashtag. Bro, do you know that my freaking boss called, we had a gate code, okay, at a package I was delivering, and she called pound hashtag. What is that? What is with people calling that? I mean, like,
it's a
hashtag on social media, but when you're dialing a phone, it's a pound, dog.
Oh my God.
And she's 20 years older than I am.
Really? She's older than you? I thought sure she was younger.
No. God. She said hashtag 1962. I said, you mean pound?
God. We need to take pound back, man. We need to take it back.
Hashtag take pound back.
Yes. Hey, that's it. That's it right there. Hey. Don't forget to follow us, hit the like button, give us reviews, show them how it's good, and take back the hashtag.
Take back the pound.
Take back the pound.
Let's go.
Hey. You think it's all right? I got a little bit of chest hair poking out here.
Yeah, fuck it, dog.
You know what I mean?
Look, I got the curls is popping today, dog.
Tink, tink.